global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Hello, I'm Greg Jarrett. Stocks are up for day four with the S&P on track for its best week since October 2014. As better than forecast manufacturing data reinforces optimism in the economy, and central banks continue to signal support in staving off any fallout from Brexit. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is up 0.3%, up 6. The Dow is up 0.25%, up 44. The NASDAQ is up 0.6%, up 28. The 10-year is up 0.4, the yield 1.45%. West Texas Intermediate has reversed course. It was in the green all morning. Now it's slightly into the red. Little change, but down 3 cents at $48.30 a barrel. COMEX Gold is up 1.3% at $13.3760 an ounce. The yen 102.59, the euro 111.52. And as we approach the close, the FTSE is up over 1%. The DAX in Germany is up 1%. And the CAC in Paris is up 0.8%. That is a Bloomberg Business Flash, and this is Bloomberg. I'm Greg Jarrett.
All right, Greg Jarrett, thank you very much. The Bloomberg VC Wrap brought up. Let's try it again. Does it feel like a Friday? Yeah, it does. Bloomberg VC Wrap-Up is brought to you by Eisner Amper. When entrepreneurs face challenges like choosing a business structure or access to capital, they call the accountants and advisors at Eisner Amper. Connect with them, eisneramper.com/tech. This is Bloomberg.
So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whips. Pack from Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I dismiss all you chicks.
The chips in the wrist, yes. Lil Kim helping us out here with that VC Wrap. The VC Wrap also brought to us by Aaron Zlomek, who pens the VC Wrap for us here at Bloomberg News.
Lil Aaron.
Yeah,
Lil
Aaron. That's me.
That's Lil Kim.
Hi.
Hi.
So where do you want to start?
Okay, so our first deal we're going to talk about today is for Thrive Market. This is an online wholesaler of health foods and home products. They sell a lot of raw, vegan, organic, sustainably produced items that you might find at a Whole Foods. They raised $111 million from Invis, Great Craft Partners, eVentures, and Crest Culture Ventures. Their previous funding round last July, was for $30 million, so you do see some momentum here.
This is like, you know, I think about Whole Foods, right, who started it all, but you have these little... Right?
Yeah,
markets,
well,
kind of coming out.
It operates on a membership model similar to Costco. You pay $60 a year for the opportunity to buy those products cheaper. And yes, I mean, the preference now, right, is to purchase online, to not have to go in the store, and to have access to those specific kinds of items online seems appealing. The company reports that it has 5 million registered users, 300,000 of which are paid members, and says that it ships about $200,000 worth of goods per day.
Paul Brennan, our producer, who did we have on? That was like, was it Thrive Market? We did have the CEO on. Yeah, we talked with them. Yeah.
Well, I think a really interesting element here, too, is that, you know, as early as this year, food stamps could only be used in person. You couldn't use them at online retailers. And Thrive has been a really big advocate in trying to change this.
Yeah.
Some of their customers have been asking them to take food stamps for over a year. And the USDA was expected to roll out a pilot program this spring that would allow food stamps to be used at a limited number of online retailers. But that hasn't reached any sort of critical mass yet. So I think it'll be interesting to see what role startups like Thrive play in helping like something like that come to fruition.
I'd love it in terms of kind of getting out food to everybody and not just those who can afford it.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I guess Thrive advertises that it for every paid membership it sells, it will sponsor a membership for a low-income family. And some of their early investors have been some pretty big names. So Henry Kravis, the family office of Paul Tudor Jones, Demi Moore, John Legend. So definitely some interest there.
Wow, those are odd investors.
Yeah.
Henry Kravis?
I'm just picturing that group of Henry Kravis and Demi Moore and organic lettuce.
We are living in a new world order.
Apparently. Yeah.
Apparently so. All right, so we've got Thrive Market. They've raised some money.
Yeah, so our next deal was Modern Meadow. This is a company that's based in Brooklyn that uses living cells to bioengineer leather, the end result being you have leather and no animals are killed. So they raised $40 million from Horizons Ventures, Iconic Capital, Artist Ventures, and Temasek. That brings their total funding to $53.5 million. The company points out that leather is a $100 billion raw material market that they're trying to think differently about. And I think it's interesting from a financing perspective because this is the second deal we've seen this year involving bioengineered textiles. I don't know if you remember, but in May, Bolt Threads raised $50 million, and that's a company that makes a silk-like substance from a protein that spiders produce.
And we had the CEO on Bloomberg Radio with us a few weeks ago from Bolt. But really interesting stuff going on there. The name of the Brooklyn company again is?
Modern Meadow.
Right, Modern Meadow.
I'm just looking at their website.
It's an interesting, there are a couple of companies going after this segment. And it's a huge market. And there's an environmental aspect to it too, because the raising of cattle and cattle for leather is really rough on the environment.
We got to run though. Where can we find the VC Wrap?
NIVC Wrap Go on the terminal.
All right, good stuff as always, Erin. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, Erin Zlomak, editor at Bloomberg First Word Venture Capital Wrap, wrapping up the VC world for us. All right, everybody, coming up next, he's got a lot to say following the British vote to leave the European Union. Alan Zaffron is back with us. He'll talk about what's most important, though, for investors now that we've had some time to digest that vote. Also, just around the bend, we'll give a check on today's trading session. We've got stocks continuing to build on those gains of the week, although they're coming off their highs of the sessions. We'll get those numbers for you and a market check in just a moment. This is the Bloomberg Advantage on Bloomberg Radio. Carol Masser, Corey Johnson. This is Bloomberg.